On this episode of the Hustler's Choice Podcast, episode 3 to be specific, I have a very close friend of mine and an upcoming producer, Dre Beats. We literally talk about anything and everything when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to hustle, when it comes to coming out of the mud and really taking advantage of the opportunities that you are given. It is an episode that you guys want to listen through. Through and through, literally. It's not even, you don't even want to, you need to, you have to, because I know that you will get a lot of value from it. I really enjoyed recording this with him. Huge shout out to Dre Beats. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and all these other platforms, but I'm not going to spend any more of your time. Enjoy, and make sure to share this with your friends and take notes, because guys, man, today's episode was something else. Let's go. Enjoy. Hey, Dre, we are live, my man. Everything sounded good on the audio, so we are now live on the Hustler's Choice Podcast. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Thank you for having me today, Isaac, and thank you for bringing me to your podcast, bro.
Man, absolutely. Thank you so much for hopping on. You know, it's crazy starting something up from the ground and to be able to get other people on, other like-minded people on a project so early, man. That means the world to me, personally. So.
Yeah, man, it's all good. It's all love, man. I understand it, bro. Like, just coming up and just having something and just getting it, you know what I mean, from the mud is what we're about, bro, for real.
Literally, man, 100%. We all start from zero. We all have a beginning, and it's really the journey that matters. And to look back on the success that we've had and be like, wow, like, we actually did that. Yeah, man, you know that feeling better than anyone.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, bro, it's just right now, I mean, but like I said, bro, I think it's something about just building from the ground up and having, like, a dream or just, like, yo, if I could get this to go from this to this, then, yo, I'm successful in my own right. I think that's what people need to start measuring success by, you feel me? Like, just what your personal goals are for getting something from this to that, you know?
Man, and that's something, I love how you worded that, because a lot of people think that in order to become successful, you have to make a whole lot of money, you have to live up to the standards of other people, you have to buy that Rolls Royce, you have to be the biggest producer, you have to be the biggest artist, and all these other things. And I remember whenever I first got started in entrepreneurship, man, I thought that I would have to make a whole lot of money to become successful, and I thought that everyone had the same exact goals as I did. And I realized very soon, I was like, Isaac, like, my mentality was twisted. So, man, we jumped immediately from the phone call. It's like, what's good? And now immediately to value. I already know that this is going to be a fire podcast, bro. My audience is going to get a lot of value from this.
Man, nah, that's cool, man. Like, yeah, I just shed light on what you said more, bro. It's just, the thing about it is, like, the thing about success is you have to go for what you want to be successful at, you know, and not everything revolves around, like, money or what other people see. Sometimes, like, I know success for a baby is its first few steps, and then you're an adult walking your whole life, driving or whatever, so you just get to one point to just go to another. That's really what success is, and it shouldn't be about money first. It should be about what you want to do for yourself, you feel me? And that's really all it is.
Man, most definitely. And those baby steps, those small wins, I've been talking a lot on those small wins, man. You remember those, like, little Lego bricks you used to play with as a kid? Man, if you put one or two of those bricks together, you wouldn't get anywhere. But if you stacked 100 of those things together, you would get a tall tower. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you start stacking up those little wins, brick by brick by brick, and build up that wall, build up that tower, build up that empire, that's what counts, man. So... Man, now, I have some questions lined up. I mean, if you're down to answer them, let's go ahead and get in it.
Yeah, sure, bro. You're good.
All right, awesome. So, tell me about yourself, Dre. Like, what's your actual name? Where are you from? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, man, I'm 27 years old, bro. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. Well, I'll be 27, and my birthday coming up in September 14th. I'm a Virgo, you feel me? My town knows me as Dre Beats, you feel me? Ayo Dre, like, my new kind of, like, tagline, but I've always been just Andre, you feel me? Dre Grizz, whatever the streets want to call me, but Grizzle Man, you know what I mean? I got a few aliases. Just Dre is cool, you feel me?
All right, I like it. So you were raised in Jersey. You still live in Jersey?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I do, bro. I've been here basically, like, my whole life. I lived, like, PA, and, like, I think that was, like that was it, really, just Jersey and PA, you feel me? But from a Trenton native, you feel me? So New Jersey is definitely my birthplace, man.
All right. Do you see yourself traveling and, like, going to another place to make it, like, your home or what? Like, Miami or L.A. or what do you think's coming in the future?
Shoot, man. I just hope that, like, bigger records, honestly, like, you know what I mean, to get me to come from about this situation into, like, a better one where I could move to, like, I don't know, maybe in Atlanta or in L.A. I would love to go and travel. I got, like, since things are taking off, I'm traveling more this summer than probably ever than my last few summers, but it's good, though.
But that didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight.
Damn sure it didn't. Damn sure it didn't, man. Just talk about the story and the grind, man. Really, a lot of this just came from just staying consistent with music, bro. Like I said, man, this is not no overnight process. Today, my friends and all my local friends, they're like, yo, Dre, your song is on BET Jam, Joe. Like, they're mentioning me on Instagram and stuff. And, like, me and my boy, we just got our new song. He got Yellow Beezy on it. And that's really going up. We got, like, 500,000 on YouTube. And everybody's really rocking with the joint. So, man, you just got to stay consistent.
Man, and that consistency is what pays off. I know a lot of people, if you ask them what's one word of advice or what is one key to success, I know that there's not like one individual thing that's going to make you successful, but most people say that consistency is one of the biggest things, because it's really easy to get started doing something. It's easy to start a business. It's easy to start producing or start rapping, but if you don't stay consistent with it, if I don't stay consistent with this podcast, you feel me? Like, it's going to fall off. And I know that through that consistency with other people and building up the momentum, that's when the momentum builds and the opportunities are opened, or the doors are opened, rather. So, man, that's crazy. And you're 27. It's not like you're some 20-year-old, man. Like you've been in the game. You've been producing for a couple years now.
Yeah, man, definitely. If I could just say, bro, like I said, it's never been an overnight thing. I started making beats when I was, 16. You feel me? I'm 26, almost 27 now, so it's going on 10, 11 years, man. But, like, it was something about, like, I stayed consistent at it because I was passionate about it. I think one thing that if people want to go for something they love, like, if they think about what they want to do in life, I think you go for what you're attracted to the most, or what you love, or what you're passionate about. Because, bro, I, like, don't do music for other people. I'm happy that other people do enjoy my music and stuff like that. But, like, yo, I'm just passionate about the art and the craft. And so even if none of this came, bro, I would still be doing what I was doing. That's how much I love it.
Respect. And it's, you're not chasing the money, you're chasing the quality, you're chasing the love, the joy, the passion behind it, you know?
Right.
It's not like you're working some 9-to-5 just because you have to pay the bills, but more so you're purposely working that job because it's your passion. And you know, they say that if you find something you're passionate about, you'll never work another day in your life. I don't like to call it work, but I would rather call it a time investment, because I enjoy it, so I don't call it work, but rather I'm investing my time into something that I enjoy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, man, that's actually a great way to think about it, because I never thought about that until now. It's like, it really is a time investment. Like, you feel me? You never really, like you said, bro, it's not really, you know, something bad. It's like work, you feel me? Or it's like, you don't view it as work if it's, like, something you love, you feel me? So you have to just, like, really look at this as a time investment thing. And, like, all the time I'm pouring into this, like, yo, I just love it. And if you could just come to that agreement that, yo, no matter how many hours you spend doing this, you just love what you come out with, I think that you really just never work a day in your life. That's what it felt like with producing. It just felt like I was just building my craft and, you know what I mean, just making some of the hottest stuff I never heard before.
Man. Love that. Yeah, you've been able to, I'll touch on this later on, but you've been able to turn some random ass things into some pretty killer beats, man. I don't know how you did it. It's just that creative side of you that really shows, because I've seen some of the beats that you've made, and I'm like, how did he do this? Like, how did this dude do this? Just because you have that vision in your mind, I can tell. Like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I imagine that you start off with kind of visualizing where you want it to go, kind of what you want it to sound like, and from there you just put the pieces of the puzzle together into that masterpiece of a beat at the end.
Yeah, it's something like that, man. It's like, it really takes a good ear to, like, listen to something and then be like, you know, bro, I could go and get this and then turn it into something crazy. Or, you know, but I think it's more so just I like having fun with my music. And before anybody's a fan, I think that I'm my biggest fan first. I appreciate my craft and what it does for me internally so much that I can't really hide the joy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. It gets to that point where I'm like, yo, do you hear this? And me and my friends are all like, yo, this is crazy. And I'm like, it's like that, man. Like, I just really love it, bro. It does so much for my mind, man. Music is a great study of science, honestly, if you look at it from like a scientific point. But it's great, man. I can't describe it.
I really love how you said that you are your biggest fan. You are your fan before anyone else. And I know, like, in my own personal life, trying to stack up the different things and the accomplishments that I've done, I put in a lot of work. I've been putting in a lot of effort on, like, Twitter especially, man, and just on my website and all these other things. And I know, like, I'll tell my friends. I got some friends that I'll bring my wins to them. I'll be like, bro, like, check this out. This is crazy, because it just dumbfounds me. Like, bro, like we were talking about at the beginning, we start from the bottom. We started out from the mud. It's not like we were born into fame. It's not like we were born into a lot of money, born into, you know, a last name that has some legacy behind it. That's not the case. And seeing those small things stack up over time and understanding that, like, yo, I did this, is like, you look at that, like, after you make that beat, you listen to that beat and you're like, holy crap, like I literally put all of these different melodies, these chords, these beats, these sounds, these wavelengths, and put them together to produce something that is majestic, like that is something that is, you know, enjoyable, that other people are going to take joy in. And first and foremost, you enjoy it yourself. And because of that, like I got this feeling that you're going to go far, man, because I might actually jump through a couple questions. One of the reasons that I've really been, like, because, like, this is leading into one thing to another thing, and one of the reasons I say that I think you're going to go far is because whenever your tweet went viral, man, you had this tweet that went viral, I think it was in February. We've been connected for about 3 or 4 months now. I just checked the tweet about half an hour ago, and it has 3.2 million views, 81,000 retweets, and 267,000 likes. You see, like, tweets can go viral on Twitter, but they oftentimes get 10,000 retweets, 20,000 likes, something like that. You literally have a video that has over 3 million views.
Right.
And that was like, tell me a little bit about that process. Tell me about the overall tweet that you posted that went viral. How did that make you feel?
Man, I remember that day like it was yesterday, bro. Hey, man, I tell you, any award that I get, I don't know if it'll top really everything that came from the Shrek beat, bro. Like, that was that day, man. It's like February, like 24th or something like that, or 23rd, man. And I don't know, man. When I get on Twitter, I treat it more so like a water cooler type of thing. Like, if you always see me, I'm more so interacting with other users, you feel me? And I knew a long time ago, like, all right, I didn't want to just be on Twitter just tweeting people just for the heck of it, but I knew at the same time I had a brand, so I thought of Twitter of, like, getting interactive, kind of introducing my brand, but not making my brand so much about me, you feel me? Like, if they were going to come for the beats, they were going to see that I did music, right. But they were really going to see my personality first, and so that, like, that's really what it is. I just get on Twitter, and we just joke, and we just play around, but to get back to it, man, like, I just kind of almost treated it like the Fiona beat, like it was a journal post, man. I just like, yo, 4:19 a.m. and I just decided to sample like the Fiona beat or whatever. I decided to sample like Fiona singing with the bird. And then, bro, I remember I just tweeted it. I left it on my timeline, and then like I fell asleep because I had been up working that whole night. I woke up and my thing was like just getting spun. I mean, we're talking like 10 retweets turn into 50, 50 turn into 100, 100 turn to 500, 500 turns into 1,000, 1,000 turns into 3,000. So I'm looking and I'm like, you know, I done had a few tweets like go up, you know, just off some whatever stuff, but never in my entire life have I had a beat go that far and give me what it did. Yeah.
And so, man, I remember watching that, and I was watching your moves, man. And then I reached out to you, and I was like, bro, like that beat is like, how the hell did you do that? And man, like, I was looking at some of the different things that you've been doing over the past couple of months. See, a lot of people go viral on Twitter, and what they do is they don't take advantage of that. Literally, going viral on Twitter is the golden ticket to whatever you want. Not like, yeah, bro, like the golden ticket, because, you know, the people that a tweet goes viral, they post underneath it, they're like, I don't have something to promote. I don't have anything to promote. I want to, like, what the heck are you doing? Like, what do you mean you don't have something to promote? Like, promote your Instagram in the least, bro. And you're over here, you went from 3,000 followers on Instagram to, like, 20K overnight. Like, I saw that, and I was like, holy hell, man. And I saw your work ethic. You were taking advantage of the blessings and the opportunities that God gave you, that the universe gave you, whatever you want to call it, man. And I see that now, and looking back over the past 3 months, correct me if I'm wrong, but I can see that you've had more success over the past 3 months and more things happen to you than the past 10 years of you producing.
Oh, hell yeah. I will say that, bro. I definitely will say that. So it just, like, it was like I hit a wall and I broke through it. And I almost couldn't believe that I broke through it. And I feel like what it broke through with was the Shrek beat. You feel me? It was like the universe was giving me a gift before whatever award you see me get through this year and next year and years to come. That was really my special moment for me, because people try to go viral and then they try to get the viral tweet to promote something, like we say, but I didn't have to do none of that. Like, my brand literally came up overnight, and I didn't have to, like, do anything extra. I just tweeted, like, you know, me sampling Shrek, and then that John led to me getting, like, 3,000 new followers on Twitter, and, like, 20K on Instagram, bro, and, like, it wasn't even the end of that. I got featured on Worldstar, I made Complex, I made, like, a few other blog sites, and, I still have no words for that type of blessing, bro. I felt like it was Christmas. The next day it snowed here in Trenton, New Jersey. It was so surreal, bro. Like, I go viral, the next day it's snowing. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
This boy said it's Christmas.
Like,
oh,
it
man.
Was so legit, man. So legit.
Man, that is... dog, like that's crazy, man, because I want you to expand a little bit on the wall. Like, you said that you've reached a wall in your life, and I've personally felt that way many, many times before, to where, like, in my own personal life, I've only been on this journey, like, less than 2 years, bro, but I've already felt like I've been through so many walls, through so many plateaus, to where, like, you don't know what is going to happen, you don't know how it's going to happen, you don't know even if it's going to work out, but you just keep pushing, you keep pushing, you keep putting in the work, you keep putting in the effort, and it pays off, and then you look back, and you're like, holy hell, like, I made that happen. I manifested that. I worked my ass off and made that happen. And a lot of people, what they do is there's this image on Instagram that I always think of there's a gold mine or a diamond mine, and you have one person on the top, and he's just steady hacking away at it, and he's not giving up. And you have the other person who is literally like 1 or 2 feet away from hitting the diamonds, but he gave up, and he turned back around. And I feel like that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people want success. A lot of people want to be that big name producer, that big name artist, or whatever these people aspire to be. And right before they have their major breakthrough, they give up.
Right.
Like that. Go ahead and talk about that if you don't mind.
Nah, man, I could understand really getting there, because it's really almost an alchemy, like a process of alchemy to turn, like, something you don't see into something you do see. And you have to go through so many bad times to just make sure that what you see actually comes to fruition. And really, it's like almost a lack of faith. But, like, you got to remember, even to get into the diamond mines, God or the universe has to put you in a special spot to go and get the diamonds. It's like, do you trust the whole process of where you're going? Like, bro, it's like, bro, I would tell myself, like, you know, every day, aside from making beats, I would speak it more so into existence. I mean, I work like 7 beats a day, bro. Like, but even if I'm in my downtime, bro, I got this, bro. I'm gonna be the greatest, this and this and that. And all that was just inspired by how my music made me feel. I felt like the stuff that I had got from the universe, man, I had to give it back. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had to just light the world on fire and kind of bring people together with my music. It's really a good feeling, man. I don't know a lot of people who really could relate to it, you know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing, first and foremost, bro. You feel me? But I just trusted the processes of what I had to go through to get here. You feel me? And that's just really all it is.
Man, we're going to have to do a part two. I already know that, later on this year, or 2020, bro, we're doing a part two because you and I feel like you and I really, really click when it comes to mindset and what we're talking about, what we're touching on, man, because I know in my own personal life, like, I've tweeted this a couple times recently. I've been like, when you speak something into existence and you actually get it and you're like, surprised, man, like, because I've said so many things, like the goals I wanted to accomplish, the things I wanted to accomplish. And then now that I actually have it, man, like not even on a business level, on an entrepreneurship level, but just on a personal level, on a relationship level, like some things have happened in my life over the past month that I don't even comprehend. Like, you don't comprehend how your tweet got viral. You really don't. I can tell, like, you're like, what the fuck just happened? And that's how I feel, man. And so now I'm forcing myself to be like, Isaac, yo, like, I just got to trust the process and know that it's going to happen. It's going to continue working out. Like, if I believed in it so much, I believed I would have that success, and it happened. Don't be surprised whenever you say something and it happens. Don't be surprised if you're negative and you get a negative result, man. It's like whenever you go to a parking lot, like, you go to Walmart, you pull up to Walmart, and if you say that, oh, there's not going to be a parking spot, you never get that parking spot. If you pull up to Walmart and you say, I'm going to get the best parking spot in all of Walmart, bro, you're going to get that. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. And a lot of people doubt their mindset. The mind and the brain is so much more capable of doing anything. It's like, why are you going to start something if you don't think you can finish it? Like, you have to have that gladiator mindset of, like, I don't care what it takes. I don't care how long I have to go through this. I don't care how many tears I got to shed, how much blood I got to shed. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen, and it pays off.
100%, man. That's definitely just the golden way to go, man. Like, if the thing about it is, it's just commitment now. Like, all right, I feel like whatever you're chasing in life, or whatever you feel like you should bring in a man to sustain, it should be almost like a level of elite magnetism. Like, you can't leave it alone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know too many dogs that could leave their toys alone. It's a different level of energy when they're so attracted to it. So that's, like, my thing about it is, like, I tell people, like, I got a friend who's a chef, you feel me? And she loves cooking, just to cook. Bro, and she's been a private chef, this and this and that. But you can tell at the basis, without no big kitchen or everything that she has, she loves to just make a good meal, bro. And I mean, she sits there and parsley and, you know, has like these whole cooking food shows type thing. But bro, she's just so attracted to it. Like, this is what has to be done for her to show her authentic appreciation to, like, cooking and our culture and stuff like that, man. So, like I said, man, it's just a different level of energy. I hope that people find something that it's like, you know what, bro? I got to do this. Like, nah, this is for me. And then you'll realize, like, that's really your calling, bro.
Man, and it's like, she doesn't need that big kitchen. You know, you mentioned your friend. She sounds like someone I would want to meet, man. Good food is good food. But, like, whenever you make beats, bro, you don't need to have a $20,000 setup or a $20,000 studio to make beats. You went ahead and went to Shrek, bro. You sampled a thing from Shrek. You recently did the SpongeBob song, you know, Sweet Victory or whatever it was. You turned a beat like that, man. You don't need a $20,000 piece of equipment. You don't need a million-dollar office space to get started in real estate or to get started in your hustle or anything like that. Like, get started with what you got, man. I'm recording this podcast right now. This is how raw this is. I'm recording this on another iPhone, bro, because I don't because, like, I got to make it happen. I got to make it. Yeah, I'm not going to wait until I have a microphone and a huge-ass setup. No, I'm starting now. I'm starting now. And a lot of people wait until the perfect moment. They wait until, like, oh, I'm waiting for this to line up. And you just got to... There is no perfect moment. The perfect moment is after it's already done.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And people, it's a lot, but you know what I mean? I try not to, like, we all humans, and we all go through our insecure phases and our this and this and that, where we might not feel good enough, you feel me? And, like, I just encourage people to just feel better about what they're doing, feel determined about what they're doing. Like you said, bro, you got to do what you got to do to record and make this interview happen, because it can't happen no other way. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yo, that right there will set you apart from a lot of other people, bro. Because there are so many people who, like, I mean, I get it. We all have insecurities. But fuck that. We all human at the end of the day, and we all are bound to make mistakes. I'd rather make a mistake with something, like, I genuinely love, you feel me, and learn a valuable lesson from it than to, like, never try it. You feel me? It's like they said, better to love and to lose than to never love at all. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about it, man.
Yeah, man. You got that right. And, you know, it's I've realized a lot of life and a lot of success in general is really, it comes through grit. It comes through just being, having that level of determination, that confidence, and doing whatever it takes, you know. There's a podcast that I always listen to called The MFCO Project by Andy Frisell, and the reason I love it is because the guy is so authentic. He's raw in what he says, and, like, he's really influenced me to just, like, realize, like, it's not going to be easy, you know. It's going to be like an Ironman race. It's going to be like a marathon. It's going to be like Hell Week in boot camp, bro. But in the end, that satisfaction of knowing that you've accomplished these things will be much better than, you know, giving up, man. I cannot imagine giving up and just settling, you know. Like, I remember I was starting to get into the 9-to-5 groove last year whenever I got back, and I was in a very deep, dark point in my life, and I was working at Publix, bro, and I had he was then a business partner, and he encouraged me to quit. He's like, Isaac, you're never going to get out of that routine because you started to get trapped in that cycle. And looking back now, I'm like, I'm starting to see how it's easy for people to get trapped in a cycle because it's comfortable. It's comfortable, bro. Going live on Twitter. I remember the first time I went live on Twitter, I was shaking. My voice was quaking, bro. I was sweating. But now, man, it's really, like, I've done, like, 20, like, 10 lives now because it's comfortable to me. Like, I had to get out of my comfort zone in order to make that happen. You could have been afraid of the criticism of, oh, some idiot's going to comment and be like, oh, that beat is so whack, why did you post that? But instead, you're posting it, and you're looking for that constructive criticism. You literally are doing polls on your Instagram asking, what do you think about this? Is this good? Is this bad? You're looking for criticism to grow from. And a lot of people run from that criticism. A lot of people don't, like, they have one hater that goes and comments that they're fat, and they immediately delete the picture and, like, freaking hate their lives. What the hell, man? Like, that's an entire podcast episode of in itself, bro. If you got the time to hate, you got some serious ass issues.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, bro, it's weird because I realize, like this hate is an evil byproduct of love. You feel me? A lot of it, bro, I really realized to have a good heart and to be a blessing to other people is, like, rare, man. Because it's like, all people know is just manipulation and getting over.
Mm-hmm.
So to somebody who's calling the other next person fat on Instagram, they probably been said ugly things their whole life. Or, you know, you never know how people grow up. And it's real, like I said, man, it's really messed up. We give too much power to people who we don't know. But at the same time, it's like a dualistic thing here. If you are able to withstand, like, certain criticisms and critiques, and I was watching, actually, as a matter of fact, I was watching Ludacris on Instagram TV this morning, and I, you know, there was, like, a post, he said, don't take nothing personal. So that's what I do with my craft. Instead of, like, oh, well, why don't you like it? I try not to take too many things personal. You feel me? Like, I had somebody tell me, like, I was shopping beats around the day, and they were saying, like, yo, we like the beat, but we don't know if it's good for our artists. Okay, cool. Because, you know, now it just helps me further what I might have to do to get their artist in their bag or something like that. So a lot of people just can't take that, man.
Yeah, and you're learning how to overcome those obstacles, you know? That's what a lot of people don't do, like you were saying. Now, I want to go ahead and take a step back. What is one of the biggest things that you've struggled with? Like, on the come up, as a kid, whatever it might be. One struggle.
The biggest thing I struggle with? Dang, man. It's weird because the struggle is life. But, man, I don't even really know, man. Like, I struggle with a lot, but I don't know, man. Can't say it's such a broad question. I could probably, instead of saying what I struggle with, I could tell you what I've overcame, and I've overcame a lot of things. You feel me? I still might be struggling with, but I know it's not going to be too much of a battle for long. Maybe like things like my confidence, you know, money, how I'm gonna like grow up. Like those are some of the things that I was struggling with. But like I said, man, I just have faith that things will get better as long as I want them to. You feel me? So
that confidence.
Man, confidence is a big thing. I threw that in there for a reason, man, because a lot of people struggle with being confident or just having that inner strength to really just go and get it. And I feel like people's confidence could be built up, but you will also be confident in yourself. But then it's like, been a confident person, like, a good majority of my life when it comes to my music. But when it comes to, like, clothes or, like, fashion, never really had all that. So I just used my personality and my right. talents to get what I had to do. And that kind of boosted my confidence more so that, hey, listen, I like me for this reason. I realize I might not be cool in these other areas, but confidence allows you to say, hey, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it allows you to just be cool and be like, you know what, bro, I ain't going to be Superman or perfect at everything, but there are some things about me that I like. You feel me? As long as you find what you like about you, you're good.
Right. Well, and that's another thing. We live in a society right now that is so based around the opinions of other people. And I hate to say it, man, but like influencer, the overall like concept of social media is going through such a transition right now that I'm noticing of like, it's social media is going to be entirely different in the next 5 years. The internet has only been around like 20 years, man, like that 25, 23 years, something like that. And it's like the society is so framed around the likes, around the follows, around the retweets, about, you know, all those different things that if you don't get a certain amount, all these people all of a sudden get a lower level of confidence. It's like a hit in their self-esteem. And if anything, that pushes me harder, bro. I look at what other people are doing. I look at like, bro, I'm not the most fit dude. Like I'm hustling to get in a better shape, and I'm looking at my friend. His name is Kevin, bro. Best friend of mine. And I always look at him. I've been looking at him for the past couple of years of like, this is what I can go ahead. I can beat him. Like literally, I'm looking at how healthy he is, and I'm like, I can 10x that. I can be better than him. And like, there's a difference between having a healthy comparison and comparing yourself to other people and comparing yourself to another person and beating yourself up because you are not at their level. You should go at your own pace, but you should also view other things as standards to hold yourself to, in my opinion.
Right. No, I can understand that. I think that's a good opinion to have. Me personally, I'll just look at things like what you said, because it's like I have friends who I'm like, yo, my boy is he's just had kids, you feel me? And he like drives me. I don't have kids, but like I'm like, yo, he's such a good dad. And it's not like I could be better than him in his own right at being a dad, but when I get my babies, I want to be a good dad, just as good as a dad as him. So I get what you're saying in that, like, you feel me? But it's like an iron sharpens iron. But you also have to remember, man, not everybody got the same sword. you feel me?
Yeah.
So you take it just with a grain of salt. You feel me? If you could like what your friend's doing, but it's like, damn, man, let me see what I like for my own self. And like, I feel like humans, it's nothing wrong with wanting to be validated, or it's nothing wrong with seeking acceptance from human beings. If that's in human nature to want to be accepted and to want to be, you know what I'm saying? You want to be liked and stuff like that. That's totally normal. But what I think the crazy thing about today is it's like people want to be liked for the wrong reasons, or want to be liked for things that it's like, you really want to be liked for that? Like, but, hey, listen, bro, everybody got their, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their thing, bro. It's just, you got to accept yourself first.
Man, I'm really going with, I'm vibing with the conversation right now. I'm enjoying this myself, man. I'm learning a lot of information. And your story is encouraging to me too, man, because like, I haven't been viral on Twitter yet, but I know that the moment that I go viral on Twitter, like, I'm about to take advantage of that. Like, my social media is about to be everywhere, you feel me? And I'm just looking at,
man,
just the self-awareness, that's what it circles back to. I know Gary Vee talks a lot about self-awareness, and for the longest time, I thought I understood it, but then looking back now, I didn't know what the hell self-awareness was. And the thing is, you can know everything in the situation, you can know, you know, your weaknesses, your strengths, all of these different things. You can recognize the areas in your life that need changes, the areas that you need to make a change. But it does not matter if you don't actually put that into implement, or if you don't actually implement it, if you don't actually put in the work behind it. See, everyone knows what they should be doing, but no one actually goes out of their way to do what they should be doing. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between recognizing it and actually going out and doing. And everyone's, you know, I know a lot of people I know and like I've worked with, my business partners, they're looking for some secret sauce, man, some secret formula. And there isn't one. The only secret formula is putting in the work, believing, man. And one of the things that I talked about, it really references the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical side of success. And it's like, you can believe in God, you can believe in the law of attraction all you want, but if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to go anywhere. And at the same exact time, you can believe in yourself, you can believe in the law of attraction, but if you don't actually put in the work, if anything, you're going to fall back. And a lot of people have that ideology twisted. They think that just they're going to all of a sudden have this level of belief, or they're going to believe that they can do it, and next thing they know, they're going to make, you know, a couple million dollars, that they're going to go and become the next Kardashian. And that's not the case. There's a lot of mud. Like, we talk about coming from the mud, but whenever you get in mud, what do you do? Whenever you get out of that mud, like as a kid, or you step in a mud puddle, you're still muddy. You still have to wash all your clothes off. You still have to clean yourself up, because that's the shit that you have to go through. You have to crawl through that mud.
You have to go through it. Right.
It's not saying...
Nobody... Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, man. We're on the same track.
I was just saying, man, that everybody kind of just... want that self, like it's like that quick glorification, you know what I'm saying? It just go and get up there, and I'm like, you never go, like, this. You can't cheat life, bro. You can't play with life. You can't cheat life. You could, law this, and I speak this into existence, but if you don't ever actually go through some things, or if you don't ever actually, like, put in that work, you never get there, you feel me? And the thing about it is, a lot of people, it's like, this is a state of delusion now with a lot of people, where it could be like, oh, we're talking this or we're saying this, and then I'm like, okay, that's cool, what work are you doing? And it's not even about the work that you're doing, it's like it like you start tricking your mind, like, oh, well, we're just gonna have this belief system, and I don't know, we're gonna try to make motherfucking fire with ice water, like, what the hell? And I like the fact that shit doesn't work out, because you can't play the universe. You want to go, you want to be the greatest, you want to do this. These are all things that you're telling yourself. So ultimately, you're attracting more negative energy that you actually got to go through to even get through shit. I give it a rest, bro. Like, you feel me? I realize everybody's human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I just, like, I realize, hey, man, I just hope that whatever people they are trying to attract, I hope that it's for their better. And it's for their betterment, man, because you don't be playing with the universe like this and this and that. You summon the shit storm on yourself and you can't get out of it, and now you fucked up.
And you wonder what the hell happened, and you realize that, and most of these people don't even understand that they brought it on themselves, man. They brought their they made their situation. I'm in my situation right now because I put myself in this situation.
And me too, man.
Dog, like, a lot of people really think that everyone focuses on what they don't want. They don't want to hit a car. They don't want to get into an accident. They don't want to go into debt. They don't want to be in this situation. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to do all these different things. And by saying they don't, they're still putting their focus on that thing. So they're still attracting that thing into their life. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. They don't want to break up with their girlfriend. The next thing they know, they break up with their girlfriend because they were focusing on the things that they don't want. Their mind was excessively thinking about that. The subconscious mind is 30,000 times more powerful than the conscious mind. And one of the things that I've had to force myself to do is focus on the things I do want. Instead of focusing on why I can't do something, I want to list out all of the reasons why I can. And once you switch your mentality, that's when life really gets good. But until you do that, you're going to be running around in circles like a dog chasing its tail.
Right, and it's also good because I like to even elaborate a little bit more. Sometimes I work so much in the negative, like I realize what I do want, and it's crazy because now I use the can't as something I won't do. Like, prime example for my art, I can't, there's certain things that I know that I won't do when it comes to my art, like my creativity, my passion, no amount of money could put that on there. So there, people like, oh, well, shit, sell a beat or do a beat they might be so focused on one aspect, like, oh, I need to make 1,000 something this year, that you might make that money, but it's like, where you really, you know, what are you in this for, you know what I'm saying? I'm in this to make money, of course, yes, right, but it's bigger than that, and I know that money, it's a good thing to have, but there are certain things that are so valuable to me and my music that I can't take away from. And money can't provide certain avenues of happiness. I mean, hey, now if I sell a beat, get like 5,000, hey, cool, that's my end goal. You know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm trying to say, Isaac. It's just like, it's about how you're working with these energies, man. It's like positive and negative are both good forces to have. You just got to know the difference between one and the other and how they work together and how you can work with so you can have a good balance in your life.
And you're not going to what you're getting at is you don't want to you're not going to be sacrificing your craft, your quality, whatever it might be that really makes your beats unique. You're not going to be sacrificing that for any monetary amount because it's bigger than that. And I know, starting out, you know, I realized, I was originally in it for the money. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to make a whole lot of money. I'm going to retire my mom. I'm going to be successful. And then I was like, Isaac, I'm stupid. Because I thought about it, and I was I'm going to hit this mark of money, right? I'm going to make that $1 million. The money will be great. But in the end, what am I going to be striving for afterwards? What is the bigger purpose? What is the bigger legacy? And I've started to shift that mindset into more so of the legacy factor of what am I going to be known for? What are people going to call me as? You know what I'm saying? And shifting that mindset from being the money focused person to more so the freedom driven person of, you know, it's not about the money, but more so what I can do with the money. And at the same exact time, what am I going to be able to give to other people? The value. I didn't start this podcast for me. You know, it's something I have a gift, and I feel like my gift is talking. Like, I can speak, bro. I could literally be on stage right now in front of 10,000 people. It would take me 30 seconds to get comfortable, and I would be speaking.
I think you can do it, man. You feel me? I enjoy your interviews. I enjoy being interviewed by you, bro. I really hope and really pray that you'll go big with this. I think you will, bro.
Bro, I appreciate that, and just what I was saying is, I have a gift, and if I'm not living up and using that gift, I'm doing a disservice to not only myself, but God or the universe, whatever put the gift in my mind, whatever put the gift in my heart, bro. You have the gift of being able to produce music. If I produce beats, bro, they would sound like trash, because that's not my gift. I'm not going to be able to, you know, play the... I'm not the next Beethoven. I'm not going to be in the NBA. I'm not that type of dude. My gift is not like that. My gift is speaking, of influencing people, of helping people. And, you know, and you, man, you're not going to be going out and freaking running a race like Usain Bolt. That's not your thing.
Yeah, right.
Your thing is making music.
Man. Right, you're right, and that's one thing I struggle with. I guess we could add this to the struggle with once you accept yourself and what you're supposed to do, and other people be like, oh, well, why aren't you more like this? It's like, yo, I like where I'm at in my life because it works and it's comfortable for me. I don't really knock, the fast food guy who was just on fries or whatever. I don't know his life, but I know that right now I'm not going to beat him up or anything like that, or beat him down, because he's the guy on the fries. Maybe he wants to do something bigger with his life, and this is what, I'm saying, he has to do it. You know, where other people will be like, oh, well, why don't you just go, I don't know, go sell drugs or something like that. Why would you tell him to do that if he's got a dream or A to B to get where he got to do, to get where he has to go for now? You feel me? A lot of people... Go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, a lot of these people want to have that shortcut, like we were talking about. There is no shortcut to success, man.
Yeah, man, that's insane, bro. I have been working since I was 15 years old, bro. And I all my friends, they dibble and dabble. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But, I wanted to be the one that was different. I didn't mind getting up, going to work, because I knew what I had was bigger than me just flipping burgers. So I go take my little rinky dink paycheck, go home, smoke my little L, go make my music, and I'm okay with that. A lot of people look at that shit you could kick this. I'm like, you wouldn't understand. You're not the guy who got to go home and make the beat. You feel me? But
right.
Man, a lot of people wrestle with a lot of things. Man, I'm on a whole different plane, I think, mentally. So when people come at me with conversations or these things and this and that, I just sit back and I look. I'm like, well, why is this person saying this to me? And for what reason? You know what I'm saying? It gets crazy, man. But
man, I'm listening to the way you talk. I'm listening to the way that you sound and the way you articulate and just some of your beliefs and the vibe that I'm getting from you, bro. I want to do this. I'll talk to you more about this tomorrow or another day, but I got a friend of mine up in North Dakota. He's actually a rapper. His name is Austin, but he goes by The Fox, bro. And I've been connected with him. He was one of the first people I connected with on Twitter back in 2017. So we go a little bit back, and we did an interview, bro. He gives off the same exact energy as you do. I think all three of us on a podcast episode in the future, that would be a hell of a good episode. I want to make that happen. I know that he'd be down for that.
Hey, man, I would love it, man. I love podcast. I love, like I said, bro, with me and Twitter, like, I just love to get and just have a good conversation, great exchange of words, great thoughts, you feel me? So this is me, man. This is just me from the timeline to the phone, and it's a lot more fluid, you know?
Man, and you're genuine, but, bro, we're at the 45-minute mark. I know that after a certain point, most people are going to be like, oh my God, when is this going to end? Like, we've talked about so many things, but there's definitely going to be a part two or part three or some shit like that. But I want to get, I'm going to limit myself to two more questions.
Cool.
Maybe three, actually. I'm looking at the list I got, and one of the things that I do want to ask you is you recently collabed with King Rick, and... It was From the Mud, right? Like, the song currently has about 500,000 views on WorldStar, and he got a feature from Yella Beezy. I know that we were talking a little bit off the phone about this, but how did that make you feel? What was your initial reaction to whenever he's like, yo, I got Yella Beezy on it?
Shoot, man, I don't want to say an underground legend in my quote-unquote hood, but I am kind of that. Like, my dad is a DJ. He's been DJing around the city for 13 years, and he also went to, like, he's a Trenton native, so I've been growing up kind of in his shadow and his image, like, just doing music. Long story short, man, I knew Reek for a while now. I knew him for, like, I can't even put a time stamp on it, but before he had the braids that you see, it was a little Afro puff, and I was in the studio with him when he had the puff, you know, but it just, we have this genuine relationship, like, with me and some of my, like, local artists that I produce for, where it's, like, it's good because he's not a rapper from the internet, or he's not a rapper from some other state trying to get a beat. It's, like, I know him, so when he just told me Yella Beezy was on the song, man, I was happy, because I'm like, dog, this is, like, kind of my first big place in song. It's just like, yo. But really, more than I like the fact that he got Yella Beezy to kind of solidify me, like, you know, getting placements or whatever, it's the fact that he shouted me out on the hook that really made it, like...
Bro, that shit sounds fire, I'll be honest.
Bro, oh, man. I love it. Yo, this is what I'm talking about. I couldn't, they paid for the beat, bro, but that moment is priceless. And I don't think that, like, yo, it would have been totally different if this was some other rapper that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the fact that he just jumped on, hey, yo, Jay, drop that shit. Bro, I go crazy every damn day.
Man.
Every day, bro.
That's your signature now, too. I know that, like, I texted you the other day, and I didn't even know other people were doing it, but I was like, hey, yo, Dre, like, turn that shit into a meme.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I like the gift, too. I'm a show Reek. I'm going to text it to him. I got to save it. I'm going to tell him, like, yo, look, he's going to trip, bro. He ain't going to trip, man, but... That's my boy, bro. I just, like I said, man, we really, the things that he's saying on the hook, bro, it's like, I really knew him through all these things. And he was like, it's like almost on the hook, he's telling me, like, yo, let's go get rich. Because in my town, in my city, I'm literally one of the best, bro. I mean, like, I could try to sugarcoat it or downplay it, but.
Hey, facts are facts.
Tell me, I got it.
Right.
I definitely got it.
Man, that is. I'm excited, man, because I'm watching here, and I'm like, I am heavily influenced by hip-hop, bro. Like, I'll be honest, like, being a white dude, I listen to a lot of rap. Like, I listen to a lot of stuff.
That's cool, man.
And, bro, because I respect the hustle, I respect the grind. Like, if you were to ask any of my friends in middle school, man, I was always bumping Rick Ross. I would literally be sitting down on the school computer with Spotify loaded up, with YouTube loaded up, and I would be listening to, you know, Port of Miami. I'd be listening up to, you know, the Aston Martin music with Rick Ross and Drake and, you know, the old, you know, if you're reading this, you're too late, like, all of those different things, man. And that's, like, because I respect the come up, I respect the hustle, I respect, you know, the sheer quality, like, the pain in certain, like, genuine rappers, bro. You can sense what they came from, and that's, like, that's my personal development in a lot of ways. And so I'm always looking for new music, I'm always looking for new beats, and that's, like, Justin Starling, man. I want to link you two up. You two on a collab would be fire, bro. He literally, he's so genuine with the way he raps, with the way he sounds. It reminds me of J. Cole or Kendrick, of, like, how the quality of the music, the art. And one of the things, like, in the interview, we were talking on, and it's a shame that the interview got deleted or crashed, but one of the things that we talked about is about, he's more focused on the message behind it, on the quality than the quantity.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to put something out that he does not believe in. He wants to make sure that it sounds good, that it's a masterpiece. And I can see a lot of comparisons between you and him when it comes to, you want to make sure that your beat sounds good before you drop it.
Definitely.
Man, all right, one more question, but I'm gonna leave this an open-ended thing. So what is one final word of advice that you would give to someone, whether that's they're starting out as a producer, they're starting out as an entrepreneur, as going into a new phase of their life, just starting something new in general, or they're questioning whether or not they should start? What is one word of advice you would give?
Man, I would just tell people that before you pursue something, make sure that it pursues you. You feel me? Ooh. Make sure. It's just like when there are people that say, I ain't choose the game chose me. Perfect example. You want to be the one that the game chooses. A lot of people want to be in that position. But let me tell you, the hefty, like, energy that shit comes with, nobody really wants to be the guy in the chosen position, because to come up from that position to, I was called to know I am the one, bro, that's a different level of energy, and that's a different level of stress, a different level of X, Y, and Z that a lot of people glorify for the wrong reason. You feel me? So, like I said, that, like, make sure that what you wants you just as bad, and you'll know if it wants you just as bad, because both of y'all won't leave each other alone, and that's how it's been, bro. I started off making beats, about to fail high school, to going 10 years later, solidifying my first placement. And I started off making beats on an iPhone, bro. Like, I started off using Beatmaker, and I was legit at that shit. Moved to FL, mastered it, moved on to the machine, currently mastering it. But I can't leave it alone.
Man.
As soon as we're done, I'm about to go roll up and go right back upstairs, bro. I got another beat I just dropped. It's like a little Jodeci beat. It's going crazy on Instagram right now.
I'm thinking about the way that you worded that. You know, before you choose the process, make sure that the process chooses you.
Right.
That is, I'm gonna have to think about that, man. That seriously gets me thinking. Right. There's not a better way to end an interview than with that piece of advice, because that is, like, seriously on a deeper level. Because everyone wants to chase, and they want to be famous because it's cool. They want to be a rapper because it's cool. They want to be different things because it's cool. And they, you know, like you said, it's glorified for the wrong reasons. People glorify it for the sex, money, drugs, and for all the other things, and for the clout. But no one understands the actual struggle that comes behind it. The doubt, the criticism, the hate, the self doubt, bro. It's literally being working for yourself, or, you know, trying to be above average. You got everyone else around you, the people who used to know you that were never really genuinely supporters, who are questioning you for what you were doing. They're like, what are you doing? You think you're too good for us? Or I know, in my own life, like, my family thinks I'm a fake because they knew the old me. They don't know the new Isaac. Like, they know the old Isaac. And some people aren't willing to accept the new you, no matter what level of success you achieve. And that's an unfortunate thing, but that's their loss. You got to keep pushing through. And you got to make sure that you maintain your own process, that you go and trust your own opinion. You trust your instincts. You trust your gut. Fuck another person's opinion, bro. I'll say it. I've had to shut so many people out of my life because the voice in my head is the loudest voice. I don't need other voices coming at me, bro. It's like a piranha.
Think about it.
If you're in a river with piranhas, bro, the piranhas swarm around you. And that's what that negative energy is. That negative energy goes and attacks you like a whole bunch of piranhas eating away at you. And you gotta be in a tank. You gotta have chainmail, bro. You gotta have a shield. And
something.
It's not easy, but it's damn straight. It's going to be worth it. It already is worth it, bro. And I'm really grateful we made this interview happen. But man, I'm gonna listen through this again a couple times. Man, this is
it's cool, I fuck with it. Cool, man. Man, like I said, bro, you're my boy, man. Anytime you want to just call outside of the interview, bro, you just want to chop it up, bro, I'm always here, man. I'm a loving dude, bro. You always get some love, man.
Jerry, I appreciate that. Now, it wouldn't be a proper close to an interview if you do not go ahead and shout out your social media. Where can people find you? Everything. Drop it off.
Oh, man. Shoot, man. On Instagram, it's just Dre Beats. It's D-R-A Beats. It's Dre Beats. You feel me? On Twitter, it's Dre Beats, but with Yo in front of it. And so it's @YoDreBeats. And then my Instagram, My YouTube channel is also Dre Beats. You feel me? DREBEATS. And so that's just about where you can find me on everything.
All right, bro. It has been my pleasure, and I'll make sure to go ahead and drop your links in the description. And man, that's it, guys. That is a wrap. This is episode 3 of the Hustler's Choice podcast, where we really teach you how to take your hustle to unprecedented levels. Today, we had a fantastic interview with Dre Beats from New Jersey. And guys, I know that you guys got a lot of value from it, so make sure to share this with your friends. Hit that like button, hit that repost button on whatever platform you're listening to, and keep hustling, guys. Remember, success before rest, and make 2019 your best year. Let's get it.
So good.